leadership in the hospital district, board members, myself, we are not allowed by statute to promote or propose or not propose an opinion on the bond election. But I can share the facts, so that's what I will do. And so the facts are that the facility, the bricks and mortar in Commerce, that hospital there, has exceeded its useful life or is at the very end of its useful life. And we conducted a useful life analysis on it about 4 years ago. And that was the conclusion at the time. So following that, we hired a firm to help us analyze, well, what is the best and appropriate used for a replacement facility. And so after going through at least about 2 years of this analysis and looking at multiple options, we narrowed it down to three options. And the option that the board chose was to replace the facility with a freestanding emergency and outpatient ancillary service-oriented facility and not pursue another inpatient facility. We have only averaged about 3 to maybe 3.5 inpatients a day in the Commerce facility for years, and there really could find no economic justification that supported continuing that low-volume facility. So, with that in mind, the board has chosen to pursue a bond election in support of raising the funds to construct that facility in Commerce, and also a second very similar facility in Quinlan, which is South Hunt County, and also to renovate the third floor of the hospital here in Greenville, which is an old medical floor, telemetry floor, and basically to renovate that to enlarge the patient rooms. So we'll be taking basically three patient rooms and constructing it so that it equals two patient rooms. And so the square footage per room is going to increase from 110 square feet per room to about 180 or so square feet per room with a private bathroom, private shower, bath, that kind of thing, which is not what we currently have. So it'll be much, it should be much more comfortable for the patient and their visitors. So that is the purpose of the bond election, and to serve those three needs. And that was forecast and budgeted with the assistance of our architects to be about $12.2 million. And that would equate to a bond increase or a tax increase of 1.8 cents, or about, if I remember this correctly, about $17 on the average household per year on the average household in Hunt County. So that will be coming before the voters on November 5th, and we look forward to hearing what our community has to say on meeting these three needs and how best to do it. And once they've had their say, then we will take their cue and go forward.